G'day, Mark Howard here. A year ago, I started the Howie Games podcast, which has given me a fantastic opportunity to chat with some of the biggest names in world sport. The Howie Games deals with the great times, but also discusses the tough times, and in the hope of helping others, AFL star Brendan Favola opened up about his gambling problem.
I started with this bookie, I had $2,000 start of the day, and by the end of the day, I'd won $360,000.
You're freaking kidding me.
So I won 300. I was on fire. I couldn't miss. And I was hitting about 2 in the morning. We were betting at Hong Kong.
On horses?
And I'd had a few, on horses, yeah. I'd had a few drinks.
So $2,000 into 365.
360, I think it was 365 or $8,000 I won. And then...
Yeah, but hang on, because
I told Alex...
Oh, go on.
That I've won all this money. So we tried to get it out the next day with a bookie, but you're not allowed to get it out to the Monday. And this was obviously a Thursday now. So I had to wait till Monday. And, you know, when you're... gambler, you want to bet it. So by Sunday, I was 20 down. I'd lost it all, and 20 down. Then Alex left. So that's it. I'm out.
You can listen to the Howie Games at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Get Ruin Dits for breakfast weekdays from 6, or subscribe to Ruin Dits for breakfast catch up at triplem.com.au.
Oh, g'day, Roo. How are you on this Thursday morning?
Very, very well, as usual, Dits. Excited and ready to go.
You look a bit sort of all on a high. You had a bit of a date night last night. My spies tell me.
I might have watched a movie at Nordwood and watched a movie called American Made, which starred Tom Cruise.
Right.
And it was a pretty good flick, actually. Yeah.
Wasn't it?
True story. I always like true stories.
Yeah.
Get something out of it. Good batchy, flick. Go and watch it.
Batchy night at our house. Had a house full of people.
Come on, Dits.
Well, it's unavoidable.
You make it. You don't like
Kate
it. You
runs
bloody
the place.
Watch it every week
I
and record it.
Watch
and watch it.
It
again today.
No.
What happened?
I don't know. There's a heap of girls, and one of them will end up with him. That's all I know.
No, what did you do then?
I just sat there, you know, reading my book and filling up everyone's glasses and reading the paper and... You know, I was the host.
Reading the book and reading the paper. Don't tell lies. That is bulldust.
I'm telling you.
You read the paper. You read it at 5 o'clock that morning. What, you read it for the 10th time?
Yeah. Do the crossword. Do the Sudoku.
If you did the crossword in front of ladies, they would think you're getting very old, Dits.
No, I'm telling you. That's what happened. My job's to fill the champagne glasses.
I was like, what about your own?
No, that got filled a couple of times. Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're telling the truth.
Hey, a bit of a highlight this morning. If you're a Foo Fighters fan, we've got a brand new song to play. This
is new Fooey song.
New Fooey song coming up a little bit later on. We'll launch it right here.
Look forward to
and
that.
And the latest, I've got to the bottom of it finally. First up, there was me. Then yesterday, there was you. Why we haven't been nominated for, you know, the best radio show in Australia or anything
it.
Like that.
I cannot believe it.
Finally got to the bottom of it.
What?
We're going to hear... the highlights from Alice the Wag later on this morning, and that will make your mind up once and for all, put it to rest as to why we will not win an award on this show.
I couldn't work it out after our two segments, so maybe this will become a bit clearer.
And you've got a huge appointment tonight, the front bar.
Oh yeah, I'm going to get going to get paid out for about an hour on national television. Really looking forward to it, actually. Yeah. Dits, yeah, no, it should be good. Going
so
toe to toe with a couple of comedians.
You're flying to Melbourne, are you?
Going
after the show?
Over to Melbourne just to expose all my flaws in my commentating and my character.
Nah, there aren't any.
Nah.
Anyway, Mick Molloy and Sam Pegg are going to double team up on you just after 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, look forward to it.
All right, Ruin Dits on this Thursday morning on Triple M.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
What's making news around the place, Roo?
There's a little bit making news, Dits. Some schools are thinking about having a Wear It for Purple Day to promote the same-sex marriage postal vote that's coming up, trying to... I don't know if pushing agenda is the right way to put it, Dits, but certainly highlight the fact that they should consider voting in favour of same-sex marriage.
Yep.
Which is all well and good, I guess, but I guess there's also a section of the community or parents or maybe even people at the school that say, well, you know, do we have a heterosexual day and, for people who believe in that or, you know, do we have another sort of day or... When do we start and stop about the different sorts of days of the week that we have at our schools?
Well, how about this is a simple question. When do you start and stop just being a school?
What do you mean?
Well, don't you send your kids to school every day just to go to school and to do maths and reading and English and whatever and arithmetic? Or do you send them there to, protest against public moral issues? And
well, it's a different I guess a lot of the kids probably hadn't thought about it and hadn't been exposed to it. And maybe they can get educated about the topic there.
Mm. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but you take my point. I often say to you, don't I, about the AFL.
Yeah.
Why do we have special rounds in the AFL? Mm. Why don't you just play footy? And what I'm saying is there might be people out there saying, well, why don't you just be a school? Why don't you just teach kids maths and English and science?
And it's an interesting one because I think it's probably something that kids should learn these days. It's obviously changing. And I toss and turn about your argument with the footy as well, Ditz. I totally see your point on that. And I've got mates who agree with you 100% as well. But I think about the Indigenous stuff and what I've learned out of what they've done at the AFL. And I think, well, that's a positive. But then, you know, I do query whether it gets a bit too overbearing at times as well. So it's a tricky one. I think people are trying to do, I'm a bit of a sucker, but I think people are trying to do this for the right reasons. But there's probably other people that aren't doing it for the right reason. They probably are just pushing their own agenda a little bit as well. So it is a tricky one, isn't it? Yeah. Where we start and stop in certain things, even you know, Triple M have got their logo changed for the same-sex marriage postal vote at the moment. Some people would be happy about that at Triple M. Some people would be totally against it, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I can see where you might have someone say, well, why don't you just be a radio station? When I turn it on, I just want to hear great music and, hear the news and the weather and, the traffic. Why don't you just be a radio station? Yeah. And there'll be those out there. And I've seen tweets already, people applauding it, saying, good on you for supporting this cause. So. Yep. I see both,
And we've had our say on the topic so far anyway. I mean, everyone's got a different one, but interesting how it's happening around the place. We've spoken a lot about this crash where the poor lady died on Sunday morning, Dits, and the lads that went to court and got off and then got rearrested. And we had the lawyer on yesterday to tell us all about it. Well, they're saying at the moment that they're going to have to break international... breach an international human rights treaty for these kids to be treated as adults. So it's that's a big call.
That's big, yeah.
That's a big call. Mm. So just John Rau knows about it. John Rau thinks no. And he said to us yesterday that he thinks that it was, as long as the bill's been put to Parliament, he thinks it still stands up, even though it hasn't actually gone through. Be interesting.
If it's an international treaty, I reckon they're going to find that hard to change, aren't they?
So therefore, is he just puffing his chest out to look like he wants to do it, or does he genuinely believe he can do it?
Yeah, I thought he was sincere, but this might block it, I would have thought.
Yeah, so we'll wait and see what happens with that one down the track.
Rue, just something here locally. Now, I'm reading online this morning, just checking the different news sites around the place. There's a bloke driving around in a car at the moment with massive letters on the back of it, and it's a new car, nice-looking car. It's a ute. Big letters on the back window, cops suck. Now, is he asking for trouble or what?
Oh, just a fraction, I would have thought. I don't think he'd be getting let off any speeding fines if he happens to do that or fails to stop at a give way sign.
But often you pull up at lights behind someone who's got a sticker on their car and you think, why would you drive around with that on your car?
Because he's an idiot.
It's starting to get a little bit out of hand. And Rue, yesterday I was driving through the city and I was down near Hindley Street, down where there's a lot of uni students down that end.
Yep.
The West End campus is down there. And a girl, and a nice looking girl standing at the lights, black t-shirt in massive letters, Mother F.
Effer?
Yeah. And now, swearing doesn't offend me. You know, I've stood in every front bar in the world. So it doesn't.
Yeah.
But I just thought to myself, surely you can't wear
probably
that t-shirt.
Not the look your parents were thinking about you getting around in today.
You just can't go out wearing something like that, surely. Now, again, I'm all for everyone doing their own thing. Freedom of speech and all that. I'm a real big advocate for
it. Make you wonder what they were trying to get out of doing stuff like that.
Is that real attention-seeking to the highest level or what?
Well, it is in a way, but... are you saying whether it should be even legal or not?
Yeah, it was a bit confronting, really. I could see, and I was thinking of, your sort of mother-in-law or someone, out and about looking at that sort of thing, just horrified to think that you can walk around wearing that type of thing.
A bit strange. Another one that's a bit strange, we've heard about the Ibrahim family. It was on the Sunday night show about all the brothers getting caught in a huge, huge drug importation racket. Well, six of the guys are overseas. They got caught in Dubai, right? So they're over there in the slammer. They're saying they need to be flown home. Now, don't ask me why. They need to be flown home on single jets, all right, private jets, at a cost to taxpayers of $1 million just to get them home.
Don't ask you, but why?
Yeah, I don't know. But why wouldn't they just whack them in business class on a normal plane?
Why business class? Well, just get them home.
With, you know, they've got to put cops and that next to them and all that. Or, yeah, put them wherever.
That's ridiculous.
It does sound unbelievable, doesn't it? Mm. Why would we be spending $1 million to get them home when we could be spending $3,000 or something like that?
Can't believe that.
Yeah, $6,000. Yeah, well, that's the article at the moment. So we'll see more about it soon.
Ruin Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Anything un-Australian from now on, we'll name and shame, all right?
This is a blatant violation of the Constitution. Do you come from a land
down under? Christina Matthews demanded that we change the vernacular in cricket. She doesn't want us to say batsman, fieldsman, night watchman, third man, and it goes on and on and on.
Oh, the man one.
It's Mabo, it's justice.
Our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has approved the change to Advance Australia Fair. It used to be for we are young and free, but it will now be in peace and harmony.
Vegan sausages at Bunnings, un-Australian.
Cadbury and other chocolate manufacturers have banned the use of the word Easter on the packaging of their products in order to stop offending other religions.
This is an outrage.
Bullshit.
This is you. Kindergartens, Roo, banning Bar Bar Black Sheep.
I'd never even thought of it being as a racist.
Overtones.
Yeah.
Political correctness has finally, now it's reached boiling point, and I've had enough.
And now to this week's reason why the world's gone mad.
Righto, Roo, you've got something you need to get off off your chest, un-Australian.
Well, I heard about a story, Dits, where in a good suburb, where is it, in WA, was it?
Mosman Park.
Mosman Park, a very, one of the best suburbs going around. Well, people in the suburb have cracked up because one of the Wendy's food trucks go around. You know, they go around on Sunday afternoons and come around and give all the kids an ice cream and you hear the music coming from a mile away and all the kids get excited and, you know, it costs you a few bucks to get out there and give the kids an ice cream, but 99% of the time they deserve it and you go out and, you know, you buy the kids an ice cream and reward them for a good weekend. You see anything wrong with that?
Not at all.
Well, residents have complained about the music from the Wendy's truck.
Get out.
Yeah, you've all heard the Wendy's, the trucks going around. They're hardly piercing your eardrums or anything like that. It's hardly like a fighter jet going above your roof.
It's one of the nice sounds you hear. Yeah. It makes you happy.
Bit of a jingle on a Sunday afternoon or, Friday night.
Oh, no.
That's un-Australian, surely, isn't it?
So they've banned this album.
They're trying to ban it at the moment.
When I was a kid, it was called Mr. Whippy.
Mr. Whippy's, exactly. Mm. Mr. Whippy's going around.
Can't ban that.
That's exactly what you want going on in your suburb. A nice friendly little feeling.
Do you know what it always did as well?
Kids run out.
Good incentive to keep your kids quiet and behaved.
That's right.
Hey, Mr. Whippy might be coming around soon.
Mr. Whippy's coming to Savo.
It's helped a lot of parents over the journey.
Yeah, that's right.
It made the kids, buckle up.
How did you feel? What do you think?
No, that's ridiculous. Un-Australian.
Disgraceful.
Yeah. Bulldust.
Bulldust, exactly.
Now, Roo, there's one here locally. I've read in the paper this morning that the residents of Walkerville, in fact, we just keep it down a bit for the residents of Walkerville. Don't speak too loudly.
No, your in-laws are at North Adelaide.
They're just adjacent to North Adelaide as well. Mm. But they don't want helicopters flying over because there's apparently a new helipad's going to be built and it would mean that some helicopters might have to fly over Walkerville and they reckon that's not on.
Mm.
And it actually reminds me of a story I was told yesterday, Roo, and I need you to verify this. The with the Crows games over the last year or two, when the Crows kicked a goal and all of those, the murder of Crows would come onto the screen and go, make that noise. Yeah. Have you noticed this year they're not making that noise?
Oh, no.
Have you noticed that or not? North Adelaide residents, apparently. This is what I've been told.
The same ones that didn't want the lights up.
Yep. This is what I've been told. Why don't you hear the crows anymore after a goal?
Don't know.
North Adelaide residents.
ball dust.
I'm telling you, that's the sound carries up into their houses. They don't like it.
What bird noises would they like?
Don't
lovebirds or yeah, little, little canaries or something?
Yeah.
Is serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's un-Australian.
Yeah.
That's not good enough.
Mm.
Well, there's a couple of examples of some un-Australian behaviour that is happening in Australia right now, in Adelaide and in Mosman Park. Give us a call, 133353. We've got some tickets to go to the Port Adelaide Gold Coast game. We've also got some tickets to the Royal Adelaide Show to give away. Give us a call, 133353.
Triple M.
Anything un-Australian from now on, we'll name and shame, all right?
This is a blatant violation of the Constitution.
Oh, I'm not happy about this. Mosman Park in Western Australia is banning Mr. Whippy. Can you believe it? Makes too much noise.
I used to love that music. Oh, yeah. Ice cream, kids.
Yeah. Let's go.
Knock some money out of Dad's wallet.
Yep.
Get out of the front.
Who would ban that? Seriously. Righto, let's take some calls, Root.
Let's get a Paralowie. G'day, Brenton.
Yeah, how you going, boys?
Good, Brenton. What's un-Australian in your eyes?
Oh, on the weekend, I took my kids out for a walk and I thought I'd teach them Life Lesson 101 on how to do the hand signal to a truck driver to get them to blow the air horn.
Yeah.
And some of the responses, I wasn't even getting a response. It took, you know, about five trucks before I got one of them to pull the old air horn. And
what's wrong with the truckies?
I don't know. It's because they're worried about a fine. Well, then it's un-Australian for the cop to give them a fine if they do it. But
What's the hand signal?
Just you're basically with one arm up and you pull down as if you're pulling on a, toot, you know.
Simple as that.
Kids get excited when they hear them blast the horn, but one.
Keep it up, Brenton.
Good on you, Brenton.
Keep it up. Let's go to Lonsdale. G'day, Greg.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good. What's on Australian, mate?
Oh, last night I fell out of my chair. I was watching this current affair and they got this story about this kindergarten in Melbourne. And they want to change the name from Father's Day to Special Persons Day.
Yeah, I saw that. How ridiculous.
I cannot believe it.
That is
Special
incredible.
Persons Day.
That is bull.
That is un-Australian.
That is bigger than bull dust. Idiot. come on.
No, they are joking, sure.
We're having Mother's Day. We're having Father's Day. Isn't, you know, if you have one of each, doesn't that tick the box?
Unbelievable.
Doesn't it?
Good call, Greg.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Can't believe that.
G'day, Mark.
How are we?
Very good. What's your un-Australian behaviour?
Well, I reckon it's un-Australian that you go to your local bakery and you want to buy a pyro pasta with sauce, and then when you receive it, they hand you a sauce sachet where you got to put it on yourself.
Yeah, I don't like that. Well, we've had this
conversation myself.
Before, haven't we? About
it does my day, especially when you get into a car and then you're expected to... Yeah,
what's those little things, they explode all over you for a start.
Exactly right.
They do.
Don't you work that out to squeeze them on the edges?
Oh, I'm always in a hurry. I just want to shove that past you.
I think we all just expect the person behind the counter to shove the nozzle in about three or four times and give it a bit of a squirt.
Yep.
It's not unhygienic.
When I was growing up, Mark, my parents, we owned a couple of delicatessens, and that was vital. If you were a bit, you know, scrimpy with the sauce, people didn't come back. You know, it was a big part of your job.
That's a little
the
thing extra,
right.
Little extras that the Ditmars did for you. Give you a
good squirt.
But
you know, it's all about hygiene, I reckon. Like when you go to the footy, imagine how
is it unhygienic if no one touches the end of the nozzle and you stick it in a hygienic pie?
You get some kid. I'll tell you how, Roo.
Some
kid scratches
the
his bum, picks his nose, bloody whatever, and grabs the sauce bottle and whacks it in. No, then you pick up the same sauce bottle.
If Mrs. Ditmar puts the sauce in behind the counter, how's it unhygienic?
Yep.
Mrs. Ditmar's not
I'm with you.
Picking her nose or scratching.
I'm with you. We told her she had to stop doing that. After all.
Now I know why it's unhygienic. I'm just thinking about you behind the counter trying to earn
a
few extra dollars.
But she stopped. Yeah.
You would have been licking the end of the sauce bottle and no one was watching.
There was a bit of that
squeezing
going
it in your mouth. Yeah, okay. Yeah, get the little squidgy packs out. Let's go to Tea Tree Gully. G'day, Gav.
How you going, mate?
Good. Yeah, what's up, Australian?
Yeah, I was seen on TV the other night where this Down syndrome kid has been playing soccer for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And he's been playing as a 12th man, so... He's not going to, the team's not going to achieve anything by letting him play.
Mm-hmm.
He's just there to enjoy the game.
Yep.
Yet this other club has put up a big stink and they don't want him there anymore, so he can't play soccer anymore.
Oh,
no, that's disgraceful. Are you serious? What, they wouldn't let him on for a minute or two or let him even just get in dressed?
He's not allowed to play soccer anymore. And that's the love of his... It's a game that he loves to play. Yet he is not going to make a damn difference to the side whether they win or lose.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah. That sucks. All right, thanks for calling in, Gavin. We need to know things like that.
There's terrible. Some real losers out there in kids' sport, I'm discovering,
yep,
that just have not got a life. Mm. Let's go to Morphavale. G'day, Michael.
There you go, mate.
Good. You got one for us?
Yeah, having a man bun, mate. You know, there's no need for it.
There's no need for it at all.
Thank God you've called in this morning. I'm over it.
Gee, there's some big-name people out there, Michael, that are wearing them.
Yeah, I know, but they shouldn't. It's just done Australian. I can't. If I see one, I want to cut it off.
Yeah,
you know? It makes you want to get a pair of scissors, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Half your team had them, did.
Yeah, I'm not happy. I'm not happy about it.
Brad Ebert, who we love.
Yeah.
Had a man bun. Ebert.
But he saw the light. He saw the light.
Yeah, it was
eventually.
Only because he was having baby photos.
You think so?
His wife told him you're not having a man bun in your first child.
And now you've told me your kids are coming home because they're watching the AFL players. They're saying,
well, they did have them. They did trial them. Remember?
What were you thinking?
I said, do you want me to rip that out? Yeah, or are you going to do that yourself?
Yeah.
He did it himself.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
On Triple M, man, a big night coming up for you, Roo.
I'm a bit nervous about it now. I don't get nervous about commentating or, you know, doing radio with you, Dits, because I know we sort of work together as a team, you know. But
fair to say with this show, I couldn't even say you go as high as Wing It. I mean, you don't even put that much effort in.
What, here?
Yeah.
You're kidding, are you? Prepare all day. Doesn't it show?
Let's say a very good morning to the host of the front, one of the hosts, Mick Malloy. How are you, Mick?
The most important host, the guy, the figurehead, the captain of the
glue.
The Captain Scatino.
Yeah, number one. Head on.
Of the front bar. Yeah. How are you, boys? I'm looking forward to having you on, Rosciutto.
Yeah.
Can you tell me this? And I only found this out today. Mm. Are you a father of six?
Yeah. Did you know that, Mick?
I had no idea.
Come on.
I heard from my co-host, Luke Darcy, because he brought this up and we had a chat, and I didn't believe it. He said, apparently, this is your parenting technique.
No, hang on.
That when you've had enough, you toss them all onto the tennis court and just shut the game. And it's like the octagon. And it's you only open the door when there's the one left or this last man standing. Yeah. Is that it?
He's like Demir Dokic. No one's allowed off the court until they become number one in the world. Mary Jo Pearce is old.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah. Fascinating.
It's got a bit of merit.
So that'll get a run tonight. Okay. What else would you like to talk about?
Well, just on that, can I just play this little montage for you? Just a bit of Sam Pang's best
work. Dits has done a bit of homework for a change.
Mm. The doyen of the commentary box, Mark Rosciutto. Have a listen to him talking about Collingwood's form away from home.
Yeah, and they're pretty good when they're on the road too, Collingwood. They like to get away from Melbourne and travel, and they perform pretty well. Having said that, in Adelaide, they are zip and three.
You can't make that stuff up.
We've actually got Sam Pang on the line. Good morning, Sam.
Hello, Dits. Hello, Mark.
G'day,
and
Sam.
Mick there as well. I've got so many things to cover. One is Mick reckons he's the host of the show. Andy Marr will have words to you tonight.
Yeah, exactly right. Andy Marr.
Andy Marr.
I heard Mark Rosciutto say that he doesn't get nervous about commentating. Well, he should.
I get nervous about listening to the replay, Mick. Sam, that's all. Like that.
Now, Sam, have you got a mouth guard?
I was just thinking about tonight. Like, I'm like, Mick, we can't believe that a great Mark Rosciutto is coming on front bar. Would it be out of place if I'm in a mouth guard and wearing a helmet?
Well, not only that, I believe Sam has a special surprise. It's going to rifle through possibly some of your highlights tonight. We might have to extend the show by half an hour.
I tried to go and get... I only found this out, Sam. I did a little bit of research. You used to do a bit of stuff on the SBS, did you?
Oh, jeez.
ADBC. I tried to go and get some highlights or lowlights of you on there, but they must have scrubbed all the shows. I couldn't get any.
That's unbelievable. ADBC was, well done on getting the spelling right, Roo. I really appreciate that, mate.
Can I buy a vowel?
ABC was a history-based comedy quiz show on SBS in 2008.
Must have been big.
And what was the history of ABC?
Yeah, exactly. The last show we just we talked about the history of the show. It's not the act.
The irony wasn't lost on us, don't worry.
I tell you what might come up tonight, Roo, and you'll be interested in this. We might have a quick look at an examination of Sam. I just need to know about his dual citizenship and whether that precludes him from hosting a footy show. Yeah, I don't know. Jury's out. It's in front of the High Court.
Yeah.
Or the AFL Tribunal.
High Court's busy at the moment in that department.
Yeah. Australia and North Korean citizenship I've got at the moment, but I'm going to get rid of one of them tonight, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah. All right, boys, we're looking forward to it. 8:30 tonight on Channel 7, the front bar. Sam, thanks for joining us, mate. And Mick, we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to some fireworks tonight between Sam, the Orchid Pang, and the man who knocked out Dean Kemp.
I got Martin this is Pike coming in for my bodyguard tonight.
Look out, Roo, I'm coming for you.
I'm looking forward to it, Paggy.
Good on you, boys.
See you, boys.
There you
boys.
Go. Roo and Ditz on Triple M.
104.7 Triple M.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Pressure point. Roo and Ditz, $1,000 pressure test.
Righto, we're heading west this morning. Roo, who have you got there?
I'm not part of this anymore.
Oh, that's right. You have been black banned.
Yeah, I've been black banned.
Righto. Actually, you've just been banned.
No, I'm back.
We're not back.
I'm overturned it. G'day, Bob from West Beach. G'day, Bobby.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Yeah, very, very well. You feel like winning some cash?
Oh, I need the grand.
You need the grand, do you? What's happened?
Nothing. Just take the missus out for a bite to eat somewhere.
Oh, good on you.
That's nice.
All right, what are you up to today, Bob?
I'm just going around the oval to Linemark, ready for the footy finals.
Oh, who do you do that for?
For Lockley's Footy Club.
Oh, the Demons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good footy club.
They're about Division 5, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. We're going to knock Paraka off this week, then we'll play Glenunga.
Oh, you'll get smashed at Glenunga, mate.
Now, Bob, I'm being a bit of a know-all here, but do you know, I reckon your Guernsey and Paraka's Guernsey is the same, isn't it?
It is.
So what's going to happen there?
We're the home team, so they have to use the away Guernsey.
Clash
so
jumpers.
Even in Division 5, we've got Clash Jumpers.
Yeah, we've got Hope Valley too. They've got the same. They're
have
the teams as well.
Mm. Right, so there's a lack of imagination in Division 5 out there. We'll wear the same jumpers.
Hey, Bob, were you out there the night that Eddie Betts just rolled up and asked the coach if he could train?
Yeah, I was, and we made him go through the C grade. If he wanted to play.
You don't do any favours out there.
Seriously, what were the players like when Eddie Betts just rolled up and said, do you mind if I have a kick for half an hour?
He goes there quite a bit, actually. He goes with Billy and practices his right foot kicking through the goal. So, we're used to Ed cruising in.
Has he got a pocket there as well?
He certainly has.
All right,
do the line marking before you have a couple of beers, all right? We want the lines to be nice and straight. No response from Bob. Bob's been warned about that.
I think he's been warned about that.
Right, yeah, he's probably got his last warning, yeah.
Now, that's why he's doing it in the morning.
Bob, we want you to win $1,000. Here we go. Name 10 pubs in the CBD of Adelaide.
In the CBD, okay. Geez, how am I going now? The Duke of York.
Good.
The Gilbert. Elephant Castle. Yeah, Elephant Castle. The Richmond.
Yep.
The Producers.
Mm.
The Crown of Scepter.
Mm.
The Exeter. How bad am I? I picked up most of them. The
Gee, you did well, Bob. Let's go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Oh, Bob.
Well done, Bob.
That was a good effort.
Thanks, boys.
That's all right, Bob.
Well done. Stay on the line. I don't know if you want to take the missus or you got kids, but we can send you off to the Royal Show, a double to go to the show, Roo, and people can pre-purchase their tickets and save up to 15%. Compared to gate prices when you just walk up on the day.
Yeah,
Bob did well there.
He did very well because you just have to get on a bit of a roll with that one. But the old line markers, it's we've had a few wobbly ones over the years.
Yeah.
You get to a way over when you go, oh, they get to do the lines today. They get some kid to do it or some bloke who's had a few at the clubhouse before.
Oh, there's always a good old volunteer at the club doing the lines.
Oh, though. Absolutely.
Very important, these jobs.
Yeah, well good done, fun Bob. Doing it too.
Good on you. Well, hey, Roo, in a moment, I don't watch the project that often, but I watched it last night. Gee, Magda Zabanski, who I absolutely love as a comedian and an actor. Gee, she was so passionate last night. I thought it was worth replaying this morning. We'll get to that next.
The following is an official announcement from the Australian government.
Over the past few years, thought crime has reached record levels. Subversion is rife. Our enemies are everywhere.
Trust no one.
Luckily, there is an answer.
Peter Dutton.
No, not Peter Dutton.
Thank God.
Introducing a new series on Podcast One that interrogates the real threats to Australia, like John Safran, Rob Sitch, and children's author Andy Griffiths.
Oh, God, I love those Treehouse books.
Who will survive? Who will fail? Introducing Extreme Vetting with The Chaser.
The Chaser.
The only show with the power of life and death over its guests.
Listen at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
104.7 Triple M.
Roo and Ditz for breakfast. Roo, a little bit of a heavy topic, I know, but the gay marriage situation won't go away. We're being asked to vote on it. We're being asked to enrol. I think today's the last
day. Yeah.
If you haven't enrolled.
Yeah, that's right. And by enrolling, it just means if you've voted for political parties, you have enrolled, but if you've moved addresses or whatever, you just have to update it by today.
Yeah. Now, last night, I don't get to see the project that often, and I know you love the program.
No, I think it's a good show.
Funny enough, in our house, everyone's getting ready to watch The Bachelor, so we had it on Channel 10, and Magda Zubanski, who I mentioned moments ago, I absolutely love. Like, she makes me laugh like you would not believe. I just love her.
Yep.
Everything she's done in her career. But she's been through some dark times as well. She wrote a book recently about her father being a war criminal, and she's been through some real, real tough times. And last night we got to see the serious side of her. She came out only a couple of years ago saying that she was gay, and she's in a relationship. And her passionate plea last night on Channel 10 just, I don't know, made me and everyone around me really, really sit up and take notice. She was in tears and she got really emotional.
Look, it's not just about matters of abstract issues like equality, you know. I mean, a friend of mine, she was telling me, because people need to know, it's not, you're not equally protected if you have a de facto relationship compared to a marriage. And it's not just about love, it's about illness and death. That's when it really comes to the crunch. And a friend of mine, her partner, long-term partner, had cancer. She wanted to be in the room with her when she was having a painful treatment, and the doctor said, next of kin only, parents, siblings, no spouses, she wasn't allowed in, and she had to stand outside and listen to the screams of the woman she loved, unable to even comfort her. Now, in whose universe is that fair?
Yeah, that's a pretty touching one, and you don't think about those sort of things unless you're in there or have close friends who go through it. Some other good grabs as well.
People keep going on about political correctness, but, you know, the thing about the Bible, and I've said this before, if you want to live by the letter of the law of the Bible, Exodus chapter 35, verse 2, anyone who works on the Sabbath shall be put to death. Now, we know, historically, we've moved beyond that. We've seen that that doesn't work for the society that we live in now. So we do change those traditions. If you're going to pick and choose what you choose to live by in the Bible, don't force me and my people to live by the letter of the law when you won't do it yourself, because that is hypocrisy, and I will call that out.
I'm not an expert on the Bible, Roo, but the point she's making is that things that were written hundreds of, you know, centuries ago don't necessarily apply today. So she's saying you can't pick and choose which ones you decide to stick to. Like, people will say, it's in the Bible, you can't be homosexual. And that's the point she's making, is that you can't change some things and not others.
Yep.
Let's have a listen a bit more from Magda.
Look, this is something I learnt from my family. In these dark times, in these moments of despair, that is when you do not give up the fight. That's when you enrol. That's when you do everything you can to make the world the fairest place you can. Because I guarantee you, even if you're not LGBTQI, your brother or your sister, your children, your grandchildren, or one of your nieces or nephews will be. and you are deciding now what sort of a world we'll create for them. It will cost us nothing. It's a pub survey that will cost $122 million. Give it to aged care. We never wanted it, you know. So please, I'm just saying, shape the country, make it a fair, wonderful place.
So that was Magda last night. She got a real big ovation after that. As I said, she broke down crying a couple of times. Very, very passionate. And there are other things happening today as well, Roo. You mentioned the Brighton High School situation today.
Yeah, where they're having Purple Day, where they're just encouraging the kids and trying to get them to understand what's going on out there and have a bit of a think about it. So, look, I think it's a good thing. And it is the last day you can enrol to make sure you can vote, and you go to aec.gov.au/enrol if you haven't done that, if you want to update your address and everything so you can have your say.
Now, one politician, Robert Brokenshire, who's Family First, has come out and had a bit of a crack at the Brighton High School and said, well, when are you having heterosexual day then, for, you know, what colour are you going to wear for that? And all of these arguments come
Where does it stop and start?
Yeah, so Triple M as well, we've changed our logo at the moment. It's got the rainbow colours on it to support this cause as well, and there'll be those saying, well, you're just a radio station. Why don't you just play music?
Yep.
Like I say to you about the AFL from time to time.
Absolutely.
Why do they have different rounds and
Indigenous
why don't they just play
and
footy? So people sitting on either side of this issue. So on the back of what Magda Szymanski had to say last night, what do you think? And perhaps the high school issue and whatever. 133353. Yeah, just really, really keen to hear what people think. And let's hope we can put this issue to bed, for want of a better choice of words, but let's hope we can very, very quickly and move on.
Yep.
133353, what would you like to say?
Ruin Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
7:25, we're taking calls. Today is your last chance to enrol, if you haven't, to vote on the same-sex marriage.
Yeah, if you want to have your say, let's go to Paynham South. G'day, Michael.
Hey, g'day, Dits.
How are you, Michael?
Good, thank you. Good. Guys, when I was growing up, I grew up in Europe, obviously from the accents, and you know, very male, you know, love the old soccer, love the old sport. You know, I've got a 20-year-old son now who's gay, yeah?
Right.
And, you know, what's going on and what's going to happen in the next few months is hugely important. Whether you believe it affects you, whether you believe it won't. We've got a chance now to you know, have a say for future generations. And it's about fairness, guys. These people, you know, the gay community in Adelaide, they you know, I've had an induction and an introduction to them in the last few years. They're a beautiful community. They're very, very vulnerable kids. Their sexuality is only a small part of who they are, and they're just looking for a fair go, you know. They really are. And it's very, very important that as a community we stand by them and we give them the equality that they you know, that they need.
Michael, can I ask you a couple of personal questions? Do you mind?
Certainly.
Michael, how old was your son when he came to you and you know, his parents, and said that he was gay?
He was 13, 14.
Really? Okay, that
yeah,
young.
That
now,
young. Yeah.
And look, you hear this all the time where people say, I wouldn't want my children to be gay. Was that your initial feeling? Was it a very, very tough thing for you?
It was tough. It was tough. Yeah. Myself and the wife have always, even when he was a young kid, we thought that he was a little bit different and a little bit. You know, my wife always said, I think he's gay. I think he's gay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe it was a choice for him. You know, some people say that's a choice. It's not. He's just it's just part of who he is, you know. He's a beautiful kid. He's very, very caring. He's kind. But he's very vulnerable as well, and the community is. And they're just crying out for people like us, straight people, to give them a fair go. You know, that's very Australian after speaking about one Australian things this morning.
Sure.
Brilliantly spoken, Michael. Thanks very much for your call.
My final question, Michael, sorry, because I find this really interesting. Is society cruel, or have we improved over the years, do you think?
Oh, we certainly improved. I grew up in an environment in Ireland, you know, lots of years ago, where being homosexual was the worst thing that could ever happen to you, you know?
Yep.
And there, you know, a few years ago in Ireland, we voted in, you know, we're the first country in the world to vote in gay marriage, you know. So it can be done.
Yep.
It is happening. And we need to make sure that Australia is part of that future.
Good on you, Michael. Thanks so much for calling in.
Nice to talk to you guys. Go Crows. Well,
good on you. More calls in just a moment.
He said go Crows at the end.
Did he?
Yeah.
Bloody hell, Michael. You just undid a real good phone call. 7:28.
What a brilliant phone call that was.
I'll vote for equal marriage, but not for the Crows. I'm not going that far, all right?
G'day, Roxanne.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good, yes, Roxanne.
Very well, thank you.
Firstly, I'd like to say, Michael, that was beautifully said. I thought it was lovely and got a bit emotional listening to him, actually. And,
we
and
all
also
did.
The fact of, oh, absolutely amazing. And also the bit that you played on Magda. I never thought of it until you played that about, you know, people not having the same rights in that situation. But I do remember a number of years ago listening to something on the radio, and they were asking all these people about when do you think people become gay, and went through, you know, when do they become gay? Oh, I reckon in their 20s or their teens, blah, blah, blah. And then the interviewer turned around and said, well, when do people become heterosexual? And I thought, oh, my goodness, that is so true. People don't become gay. They're born gay. Like Michael said, they could see it in their son.
Mm.
What difference does it make? Where, you know, it's the same with the colour of your skin. If we were all blind, we wouldn't know what colour everybody was. It's why do we have to be so unaccepting? I just don't get it. Mm. Just don't get it.
Good on you, Roxanne. Yep.
You know, everybody should vote yes.
Well done, Roxanne. Thank you. Let's go to Luke at Craigmore. Hello, Luke.
G'day, Ruin Dicks. Look, I'm a no voter, and I'm going to get smashed, but I'm used to it. the only reason I'm voting no, and my honest belief is that I think that all gays and lesbians should, you know, be equal. They should have the rights of a heterosexual couple.
Mm.
But one thing that I'm not comfortable with is there's a lot of priests and there's a lot of, people that marry people that just don't believe that they have to. And I don't want them to feel that they're obligated to do it and then get sued if they say no. So as long as they're protected, then I'll vote yes, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. Guys. Yep. Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I just don't want to see the churches or the anyone get sued for not wanting to marry a gay couple. That's the only reason. But no, I'm all for all the gay people. I don't mind, but the only reason why I'm voting no is for that small reason.
All right. No, that's fair enough, Luke. And again, I think it's important that people are allowed to have their choice and their say.
Ruin Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Now, Roo, we mentioned on Monday morning that breaking news for us, we couldn't believe it. We haven't been nominated for anything in the ACRA Awards. And what does ACRA mean?
Australian Commercial Radio Association.
This means, awards.
Yeah.
Yeah, not association. This means...
awards, is it?
We're all over it. This means, like, out of all the radio stations and programs in Australia, we haven't been nominated for one category.
Most people aren't surprised.
It's like Logan's, you know, best newcomer or best new talent or best segment or best docker.
At least we could get, you know, coach's trophy or something.
Yeah, most attentive at training.
For trying.
Yeah. So we sort of sat around a bit disillusioned and thought, gee, what about all the highlights of our shows over the time? And yesterday we played yours, and by popular demand, the people want to hear it again. This is perhaps why we won't win an ACRA award.
Mark Rusciuto, respected son of Adelaide.
Boulder.
And the footy expert.
And there's a lot of G's over the back in that graphic.
G for
goal.
G for goal, yeah, over the back.
What do we pay you for special comments at Triple M?
Too much.
Yeah, whatever it is.
On top of his calendar.
It's Star Wars Day. Because it's May the 4th, they say,
May the 4th be with you.
So it's Star Wars Day, there you go.
Right.
All right.
So is that the 4th of every month?
No, mate. May
Listen,
the 4th.
It's a four-day week.
At least he learns from his mistakes.
I was born on Friday the 13th, and my grandpa in the afternoon cut his little finger off.
Good luck today. Happy birthday. Roo is really into birthdays.
Roo, because today's Friday the 13th, it doesn't mean it's his birthday. God, please.
Oh, no.
Honestly, between you and shit. Alice, what am I working with here?
Oh, no.
Hey, bloody
hell. He has a firm understanding of the English language.
You were talking about quinoa.
Yeah, quinoa. Yeah.
Is that the same as quinoa?
Well, how do you... if you look at that, well, how do you get Kanoa out of QU? How do you get that if you don't, if you've never heard of the word?
Quinoa.
Yeah, but why is it quinoa?
I didn't write it.
Well,
I don't know.
Bloody spell it with a K.
He's got a real knack at making our big guests feel welcome.
Sporting superstars in the studio with us here right now.
Yes, we have, and we're talking about Andy Mundine. Good morning, Andy.
Anthony Mundine.
Oh, Anthony, sorry.
When it comes to explaining our competitions, he'll never mince his words.
Money, money music.
Good little promo, this one. I like it.
Very simple competition to play. How does it work?
Well, you've got to predict the next line of the song, or we read it out, I should say, and then we give you how many seconds? Ten seconds. Yes, okay. So you need to be right on it. And if you get it right the first time, we give you $100. You can choose to take it and run, or you can go double or nothing. Not double or nothing. You actually five times or nothing, because you go to $500 after that. But if you lose, you get nothing. You get a give you a little consolation prize. Mm. And then if you want to go again, we'll triple it to $1,500. But if you miss that one, you get nothing.
Empty-handed.
Above all else, he's a respected member of society.
Now, when you are pushing yourself hard on the treadmill, you don't want to be uncomfortable.
Yep.
I pushed it out, the fart, and I pushed a little bit more out.
And it followed through.
Yeah.
So basically, you shat yourself.
Blokes. Poo their pants every now and then.
Mark Ricciuto, not nominated for the 2017 Commercial Radio Awards.
Bullshit.
Look, and
that
we
was hard to listen.
And
to.
We can't understand why we didn't get nominated. Now, Roo, it's not only your fault though.
No,
because we've dug deep into the archives and found some of Alice's great highlights.
So we're going to. Is this from this week?
This is the real reason. Yeah, the real reason we'll never be nominated for a radio award.
Alice the Wag, producer of the year for Ruined It.
See, when you got her running our show, it's amazing we get to air every day, isn't it?
Always relentlessly chasing the big guests.
Yes. And Alice, you've come up with?
Chopper Reed.
Right. Now, we want you to pursue that. We want you to ring him and...
I've been trying, but he's not returning my calls.
Yeah. Chopper died last year.
She's good with numbers.
There's like a millions of people in the world. Probably billions.
Mm.
And good with words.
What's your birthday stone there?
My birthstone's amethyst.
Amethyst.
Yep.
And of course, Alice the Wag jumped in and said, no, that's someone that doesn't believe in religion.
Sometimes she gets a little bit mixed up.
You know when you're listening to someone and they're not really sure that you're listening and you're just kind of listening in?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that was called eavesdropping.
Yeah, yesterday she hit us.
Eavesdropping.
Eavesdropping. No, it's eavesdropping.
But you drop your ears into the conversation.
No, don't try and explain. Don't try and justify.
Sense.
Always researching the latest footy news.
Talking about football and how they announce the teams of the century.
Team of the century, yeah.
And Alice said, how often do they announce the team of the century?
She even tried a cooking segment.
I was cooking a slow-cooked beef stew full of veggies and deliciousness.
What else did it have in it?
Well, after about 4 hours, I looked in it and realised that the meat pad from the bottom, the thing that absorbs all the blood, had gone.
At least she puts in the effort to planning.
Preparation, I mean, reaches new highs every day. We're talking about giving away $5,000, and we were discussing what should the topic be for the pressure test.
Yeah, and I said, what about 10 wine grape varieties?
Yeah, and of course, Wag said, no, there's only two.
Red and white.
There's red or white.
And we just went, are you serious? Yeah. And she went, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I thought Sauv Blanc was just the way that you made it.
Alice the Wag.
Yeah, me and the Queen actually don't poo.
Definitely not nominated for Producer of the Year.
Oh, well done.
No, on your way.
Keep working hard, though. You keep making us coffees in the mornings.
That's
and
literally my only job, breakfast. Just coffee girl.
Nah, you do a good job.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. The hard-hitting topics. The big issues.
Well, not really.
Let's ask the angels.
Infamous, the only Spiegel Big Top with world-class acts.
Good morning, angels.
Good morning, Ruined It.
Oh, lovely in full voice. Alice the Wag, Batesy and Catherine. Now, Catherine, aka Patsy from Absolutely Fabulous. Tell us about Infamous. You've been to see this, haven't
you? Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's in town now. It's at Bonython Park. It is so good. It is so funny.
Really?
It's so entertaining. On Saturday night after the Crows lost, my husband didn't want to go and he sat on the couch and he goes, I'm not going. And we got there and he went, oh, my, you know, I'm not interested, blah, blah, blah. I got a beer. I even had a beer with him, sat down. And then at halftime I said, did you want to go? And he goes, oh, no, no, I'm quite happy. It was really good, really entertaining.
Yeah.
Must see, must see.
So it's like a circus, yeah. But
steroids. Just, and it's very close to you. You know, like a Cirque du Soleil is very staged. This is very real. And the whole time you think, oh, my gosh, you know, they're not doing that. And, yeah, they just do crazy things. And then there's fun elements as well. So, no, very
infamous.
Very
the Spiegel Big Top. World-class. Okay, there you go.
Hey,
first topic.
Yeah. This Sunday, we've got one of the biggest fights in the history of boxing, Conor McGregor and Floyd Money Mayweather. And I want to go to the pub Sunday. But, you know, it's hard to get a leave pass when you need to go at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Is it 11 o'clock Sunday?
Well, the undercard starts and you want to watch. There's some big fights under there. So what's the best way for people out there, men out there, to ask their wives, partners, if they can go to the pub and just get a leave pass for once every now and then?
Well, my husband would just say he's going to work. But now I know that that's on. I remember he said something about it last night, but I didn't know that it was only on at the pub. So,
well, you can go to the cinema and watch it.
I don't think he'd go to the cinema. He would definitely be at the pub. So, yeah, no, he would just do his own thing and go, and I would make out on.
So, you could lie and say you're going to work. Is that what you're saying? That's
absolutely.
One option.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, what would you do? Invite her to come with you or?
No, I wouldn't have thought. No. I'd ring probably Ditz or one of my mates. And I don't think Sarah wants to go and watch a real bloodthirsty sort of afternoon.
You know what?
In the pub.
I tell you what men should do, actually. I just thought of it.
This will be good.
Send their wife for a massage. Here's $100. Go and have a treatment and get the in-law or mother in to look after their kids. And,
oh, is that what they're all only good for, is it?
No, but then it's all fair. He's
Catherine,
got 2 hours
being
often.
Stupid.
That's $100 we could be punting with.
I think if Peter wanted to go watch the game, is it a game? Fight?
Oh, my God. Oh,
if he wants to go watch the fight.
Yeah, the boxing game.
The boxing game. That if he told me he was going to come back and do the grocery shopping on the way home, I'd be pretty happy with that.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a very small trolley.
Here's the milk.
Alice the Wag.
I actually really quite wanted to go with this and Joel said the other day, like, I've booked in with the boys and stuff. And I was a bit like, oh, right then.
Just go. Just go and sit. Get a group of girls to go. Or just
what girl would ever come with me, honestly?
I don't know.
I think Conor McGregor's quite good looking. So I just wanted to see, like, the fight and you guys will be talking about it. So I wanted to see it. But I think guys should just invite the girls with them and say, I'll buy you a nice champagne. Come with me,
it's
babe.
It's probably a boys
How
thing.
How long does it last?
Well, it starts at 11. There's probably 10 fights before that, and it'll probably kick off about 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And it could be one fella's threatening to knock him out in 15 seconds, or it could go 12 rounds.
So you have to watch all the fights before that as well?
Mm. Well, you don't really have to watch it.
Yes, you do.
Just go to the pub and
make
out you're watching them.
Yeah.
I've never watched Rocky.
Right, next topic.
You've never watched Rocky?
I love Rocky.
No.
You're a disgrace.
Actually, why don't you do that?
Un-Australian.
That is un-Australian. You learn so much from Rocky.
I don't know.
All my kids have watched Rocky 10 times over.
All right, I'll watch Rocky by this time next week.
Watch the whole series.
Right.
It'll do you a lot of good.
Next topic.
She doesn't even know.
I've got a letter. This lady, I can't say this lady's name because she says that everyone in her area.
Did you say you've
will,
got another letter?
Yeah, I have. M from Broadview.
Oh.
So she doesn't want to say her full name because her friends and neighbours will know.
I wonder what her full name is.
She's got four kids. Melissa. She's got four kids and they've got a drama in the family. One of the boys has got a girlfriend who's an absolute stinker, in her own words. No, it's not a laughing matter. She's an absolute shocker to the point where
she's just no good.
Yeah, to the point where everyone in the family, and they love their son and their brother, and a couple of the sisters in the family are saying, this girl is just so horrible and disruptive. Like, just does nasty.
What, he can't see it?
Well, no, love is blind. So do you...
First love.
And I know, I've been through this before, personally, actually.
With your own kids?
No, with someone else in my family.
Oh, God.
Where we couldn't stand the person. But it caused family arguments. No, I'm serious.
You would have spoken out or anything.
Do you have, that's what I'm saying. Do you, what does Em do? Does she sit the son down and say,
you can do
listen,
better.
You got, yeah, and it's disruptive to the family. She's causing arguments and she says God, things that are dishonest and all of that.
Split them in half.
Well, that's right. What do you do? I mean, as a family, but you say, but we love our brother and our son. And as long as he's happy, it's all right. What do you do, Wag, in this case? Oh,
this happened to my best friend and her brother dated a girl and it split the whole family apart because there were two sisters and they couldn't stand her. The mum used to cry at night because this girl was just so horrible. Mm. And I think you just have to live with the faith that he will come to his senses. Because personally, I could never date someone that my family didn't like. That's the biggest turn off. Mm. Mm. Well, then you've probably got an issue. Maybe say something before the wedding. But I think you definitely let them know. You know, we're not that keen on it. Don't like force him to break up with her or anything. But let them know. Let them know that you don't really like them. And then eventually, hopefully, he'll come to his senses. Because it's the biggest turn off in the world if you're dating someone your family doesn't like, I think.
Mm. All right. Batesy.
I agree with Alice. I think you can't. It depends how old he is as well, but I think you just got to have faith that they're young, they're in love for like 5 minutes and then hopefully it will be over. But it's really hard because if you leave it too long, they could get engaged and then is it too late?
Or not?
Well, I would drop a few hints, but I think it's such a fine line. Mm. I think as a sister, I would drop more hints than I would as a mum.
Get rid of that bitch. Something like that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Or just say to them, split up with them, I'll move out.
You've got a little nasty streak.
Yeah, but they're saying here, though, that they are really tight. They're close. And the brother is actually really, really nice. They're very, very tight.
So
they're not going to say to him, move out.
Well, that might make him come to his senses.
Look,
it depends. It depends how old, you know, the relationship, how old the person is.
How old is
No, it doesn't say.
Doesn't?
No.
So, you know, if they're of an age where they can, you know, they've dated before and they can make their own decisions, then that's fair enough. But I think, you know, just sway them a little bit. You know, sway them in a positive manner and say, you know, do you think that's best?
What, just like you said before, just get rid of
it. Yeah. Or, I mean, I'm speaking from my experience where I've got, you know, young teenagers, so I'd say that I don't think he's very good for you. And if they'd obviously been girls, would answer back and say, you don't know what you're talking about. Because we know everything.
We're 15.
Yeah. Exactly. You're out of the wheel.
And you have a Range Rover. You don't want to be cut off that inheritance.
No. All right. Thanks, Angels.
See you, guys.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Roo, I've just received another letter. No, I've got a lot of letters coming.
Yeah, who's writing this one? How do they get them to you? Just write a Triple M, do they?
Yeah, they arrive at the front desk here.
We're going to have to set up a direct email or something soon to save them a bit of time and money and all sorts.
Now, this is from an anonymous person who lives out your way. It's just saying... out to eastern suburbs way.
Okay.
Wananga area. You know,
Wananga.
Yeah, you know,
specifically.
The letter saying basically go back to 2004, just to use an example, when Port Adelaide won the premiership. And Warren Treadray, as we all know, held the cup aloft on that day. And he's been called premiership captain, hasn't he, ever since?
But he wasn't a premiership captain before, though.
But he wasn't because, you know, Matthew Primus was. So you're on the same page
he
here.
Did
Matthew
all the heavy Primus, lifting, yeah.
He was the actual captain, wasn't he?
Oh, absolutely was.
But in the photo, it says premiership captain Warren Treadray.
Yeah.
This letter, this person from Glenunga is saying, you know how, Roo, you coached the under-12 girls all year, but you weren't there for the grand final?
No.
So when you have your team photo, whenever it's next week or this week, whenever it is, I mean, what should you be called in that photo?
Premiership coach.
Ah, so in the case of Warren Treadray, you think that Matthew Primus did all the heavy lifting and should be...
That's right.
Right.
Like
and
I
in
did.
This case... You, yeah, but Warren Treadray is the premiership.
Yeah, he shouldn't be.
Really?
That's right.
Right. The person in this anonymous letter doesn't quite agree with you.
He should be acting
John Cunningham. John Cunningham, JC, who played for Norwood.
And Geelong.
With distinction. And Geelong.
And Port Elliot.
Was their grand final night, and you weren't.
Mm, yeah, so he should be acting premiership coach.
Acting?
Yeah, because he's acting. He's acting.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't agree with that?
No, and nor do these people as well, who are just arriving here now.
Jesus.
We've got the premiership team coming in now. Come in, girls.
Hey.
Hey. JC, quick, come over on the microphone.
Come around here. Come around, girls.
JC, how are you? Johnny
good
Cunningham.
Good to see you, mate.
Yeah,
very well,
good,
thank
mate.
You.
Hey, what do you think about this, the situation? When it comes to the team photo, are you the premiership coach?
Well, I would have thought so, Dick.
I think so.
I mean, you know, Mark certainly handed over the reins prior to the final series and a lot of pressure with that too. So
so when the whips were cracking, he was nowhere to be seen.
I was earning money.
Yeah.
Now, Johnny was doing the right thing.
Now, let's introduce the girls. Who have we got here from the Glenunga Under-12 Premiership team?
Well, of course. course, we have Sophie Ricciuto.
Hello, Sophie.
Hi.
Hello.
And we got Ruby Cunningham with the red ribbon. Ruby. That's our Ruby. Right. And we got our star, best on ground, the grand final, yeah, Georgia McKee.
She'll be playing for the Crows one day, Georgia.
And we got Ruby's twin sister, Eliza. He's Eliza.
Hi. Yeah. So we got two Cunninghams.
Yeah, two Cunninghams. Twins. And we got the leading goal kicker, Sophie Wigg.
Well done, goal Sophie. Hey.
Hang Wiggy. On, Sophie. Sophie, how many goals did you kick?
17.
Well and how done. Many games?
That 10.
Oh, well yeah. done. Yeah.
We share well around. We rotate
now,
the
sorry, line. Who was best on ground in the grand final?
Georgia McKee.
Georgia.
Look at all the medals.
Got what, yeah, tell me about all of these medals around your neck. What are they?
For one, I got runner-up in the medal account.
For the association.
The Brownlow.
And I came best and fairest for the premiership.
Right. Yep.
And then I got a whole team premiership.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
Lots of medals.
So would you like to play for the Crows when you get older?
Yes.
Yeah, what position do you play?
Centre.
All right, have you got a manager?
Yes.
Oh.
Mum, okay. It's Rue.
Yeah. Right, now, Sophie Ricciuto, please come forward.
Now, where were you the other morning? You were supposed to be on radio Monday morning.
What? No.
Your mum didn't answer the phone, did she? But anyway. She had a day off school yesterday, did she?
Why?
She was crook.
I was sick.
What do you mean? What was wrong?
Oh, I had a headache and I had a tummy ache.
But when I got home from work, she was running around the backyard.
She's on the trampoline.
Yeah, she'd recovered quickly.
If you run around, it gets rid of that sore tummy, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Well, you've made a great recovery. Now, Sophie, in a sentence, what's Dad like as a football coach?
He's good. He's hard.
Yeah.
Does
he know what he's talking about?
Yeah, sort of.
Oh, you're not really sure.
Is Johnny better?
Yeah.
Now, JC, tell us about it seriously. Under 12 girls, good experience. Is this the first year that you've all done this?
Well, certainly with girls footy. I coached a little while ago at Pembroke Old Scholars, but I certainly fell into this job with Rue and I. I think we just thought it was a bit of fun on a Sunday morning, and then all of a sudden we found out there was a ladder, and then we found out there was points, and then we found out there's a final series. Yeah. So the old competitive juices came out a bit, I think, and we thought, well, we want to win this. Yeah. So, no, it was great. The girls improved each week, and it was awesome to watch.
And were you surprised by the standard of all the other teams? Is it a good comp?
Yeah, it was. I mean, there's some impressive girls in each team. There was a couple of stars each club had, so that was quite... there's some girls with a lot of talent, and it's just great to see them play. It's a great game, and they really enjoyed it, and the more they learnt about the game from Rue, and they started watching more on the weekends, and I certainly think the AFL Girls Women's League at the start certainly captured everyone's imagination, so it's just
great. What about... I mean, these girls are just starting as under-12s. What about pathways now? We know there's the Crows Women's team. Is it already well organised that girls can channel their way through, do you think?
What I've seen this year, it's very well organised. Yep. Yeah. Yep. The SANFL did a fantastic job. They, they had a vote count, obviously. They had a very well run grand final night. It was excellent presentations.
We started with 10 girls. We ended up having 20 or 23 girls by the end of the season with four teams out there. And now the other clubs that didn't put their hands up to be part of the women's football are getting behind it because they realise, you know, how far they are behind without it. Mm. So it's a good thing.
Well, JC, you are now a premiership coach.
Thanks,
well done,
Dits.
Mate. Yeah, well done. Yeah, no, he is the premiership coach.
We're just going to the engravers now, Dits.
Good on you, mate.
Get it engraved.
Yeah. Well done. Now, what about this big shield you've got? Quickly, can you come forward and tell us?
Come in, Soph.
That is the biggest shield I've ever seen. So what's that?
This is what we won.
That's the premiership shield.
That could be the worst question I've ever asked.
It's the first ever, Dits.
That's another thing that Russell used to lift above his head back in. It's sort of similar
now,
to that.
Now, Rue, they are now the Triple M Glenunga under-12s.
They're well all sponsored.
They've all got Triple M hats on now.
They love Triple M. Don't worry about that.
Thanks for coming in, girls.
All right. Well done. Got out of school. How good's that?
There you go. Premiership coach Johnny Cunningham.
Get Rue and Dits for breakfast, weekdays from 6, or subscribe to Rue and Dits for Breakfast Catch-Up at triplem.com.au.